thing. Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, we have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Noonie. What's up, Noonie?
What's good, y'all? How you doing?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the listeners and the watchers for supporting. And as y'all know, before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Spotify tell me I've been bumping that EGOT by Saha the Prince, that EP. I fuck with that. Y'all listen to that?
Yeah, listen to that.
Man, nobody fuck with Saha. That's crazy. But what is it? Metro Boomin, his new joint, Heroes and Villains. I think that joint was alright.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with that Creeper song, though. That shit was out of pocket.
I mean, I like it. I like it, but I'm going straight into it.
I ain't gonna lie. I think I was texting him as soon as I was listening to it, because he texted first, like, yo, listen. I'm midway. I'm like, really? For real?
Nah, it's funny, though, because I be seeing people, like, do, like, a deep dive of how much they fuck with the song and shit. Like, it's not a weekend cover with a 21 verse.
Nah, facts. That's why I wasn't really feeling
it. I mean, I like
it,
but
the first verse, though. Yeah. Everything.
Everything, bro.
And they just threw 21 on there. Like parsley.
They didn't throw Drake on there, bro. They put 21 on there.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
Drake feature definitely would have been.
A lot more efficient. Yeah. Like, come
on. Like, I get 21 or Metro or, like, close, and they were good together, but, like, nigga, come on now.
I was not feeling that one at all. I ain't even gonna cap.
All right. So, Noonie, what have you been tuned into?
I've really been tuned into the same stuff. Honestly, Nevermind, still getting played.
Okay.
It's definitely one of my favorites of the year. I've been listening to a lot of R&B. Dijon.
I'm sorry. Honestly, Nevermind?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but, like, you still listen to that shit in December?
I still listen to it, man. I ain't gonna
lie. It's a first.
With Lil Beyonce in there. I don't know. I kind of like the upbeat.
I mean, I like it, too, but it's, like...
I think it's new. I never really, like, indulged in it. So, like, it's a new sound for me. So, like, actually hearing it and, you know, the two biggest artists in the world doing it, it's, like...
I mean, like I said before, I like it, but it's like it's not that good.
everything else wasn't really moving me. I think it's just something upbeat. I don't really gotta listen to it either. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just put it on and just hit. Yeah, I mean, sonically, it's beautiful. That's why I like it. Honestly.
Okay. I gotta respect that. And I'm sorry, what was the others? I was just stuck on the Honestly Nevermind.
I probably listened to the same stuff for the past 6 months. This is Absolutely by Dijon. It's one of my favorite albums. Or I don't know what it is, a mixtape album, whatever it is. But
right.
Yeah.
That's what I've been listening to.
Okay. All right. Well, me, Metro. Damn. Yeah, that Metro. That Babyface Ray. That's my first time listening to him.
That's a good pick.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of new stuff, that's about it. Right. And, like, my Spotify rap shit came out, but...
Probably get to the regular shit.
Y'all use Apple Music or no? Y'all Spotify?
I'm Spotify.
I ain't gonna lie, I for Spotify. They got audiobooks on that bitch, too. It's lit.
I use Spotify for my podcast.
Oh, yeah, thank you for supporting this, bro. I forgot about that.
Big facts.
All right, so first topic. This is a topic brought to us by Noonie. So he wanted to talk about artists making remixes just to stay on the charts. So, Noonie, how do you feel about that?
Man, it's the first time I saw it. I saw, I think it was Taylor Swift first.
Oh, yeah.
I was like 100. I thought it was different languages. It's not even, like, different languages, nothing. It's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know the difference. So it's just like... Are all number one songs doing that? And how do you even find them? Because I can't find them. Like, if you look up the remix, I couldn't find the entire list.
It's right. Of it. Spotify be putting them shits in like albums or whatever, and it'd be like the original, the real remix, a techno remix, a disco remix, a remix that was produced by I don't know Metro fucking Boomin.
Right.
You got produced by. David Guetta, shit like that. Like, it'd be like 20 different remixes, but it's like seeing an artist like Taylor Swift doing that shit, knowing she's going to sell is kind of insane.
Ridiculous.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I think
when she sold a million in the first week, I'm like, I get it now.
I mean,
see why. She is one of the biggest artists in the world, though. So, I mean, a mil is probably not even much to her at this point.
How can I word this? it's the music business, right? Yeah. So people are already going to remix the song.
Yeah.
Right. When you really think about it. Yeah. Like, once the song goes out there, it's going to be a techno version. It's going to be a rock version. Right. It's going to be a... Yeah, I mean, so the record labels are looking at this as like, well, how can we market that as well?
Right.
Because you could already clearly sell a million with the original. The sample game is really where the music business is thriving.
Yeah,
it samples everywhere. We just talked about it with the creeping. It's literally word for fucking word.
That's a fact.
I mean, that's all I could really say on that. But I could, from... I stopped listening to music from a consumer point a long time ago. So, like, I guess from a consumer point, it's definitely like, yo, why the fuck you doing that? Like, just let the music live and do its thing. But they just try and market and monetize all that shit. And I get it. I get it.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's just like, damn.
I personally don't care because I don't be listening to them shit, so it don't even matter to me.
Right.
But like, I don't know, like, what's worse, like doing all those remixes or like this, the whole sample in 2022 shit?
Yeah, that's definitely a pandemic.
Call it a pandemic.
That shit is crazy, bro. Every song is a sample song.
Every
word
song,
word, no word for word at that.
Like I would like I said before, like I would not care if like I would like I wouldn't care if they like flipped it and all that shit. But it's literally just a minor tweaked version of the original beat, and it's basically like, I like come on, yo.
It's like, yo, y'all literally just re-releasing shit at this point.
Exactly,
like the remakes of the old movies. You know what I mean, like House Party, shit like that. That's what I'm getting from at this point.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Like it's cool, and like, you know what I mean.
I mean, I don't,
people
like
doing justice, but a lot of people aren't doing it justice.
Nah, at all. So, nah, but
Jesus,
like,
man.
I don't know, but these remixes is crazy too, cause who, like, nah, like, no bullshit. Who actually listens to these shits?
Like, well, a lot of times I couldn't tell. That's why I be so like, what is going even going on?
Yeah,
like, yo, somebody, and they're in, you know, they just tapping into whoever that market might be.
Right.
You know what I mean,
and that's why I'm saying, like, if it was in different languages, I would understand, but it's just. Yeah. This ain't, you know, just tweaked a little bit, so it's just like, whatever.
So I gotta ask, like, just halfway, because you sent me on the topic. Y'all heard about Atlantic with the bots?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that, honestly.
What, man?
Were they buying streams? I know about that. I know they said they buying streams, but, like,
pretty much.
It's deeper than that.
Like, okay, so the one dude broke it down. He was, like, on the Don Toliver video, yo had... Like, automatically, like, soon as it dropped, like, in the first, like, couple of days, let's say, like, 7 point whatever million.
Yeah.
And it literally stayed, even if you go on the video right now, it's only still at that 7 point whatever million. So, they, like, blocked this tweet and some more shit, so I might need to shut the fuck up. So, they'll get out. But I kind of want to know y'all take on that, but, yeah.
But as a person at that, really don't care about charts and stream data and all that, I don't. Care necessarily. Yeah, I mean, but like, I mean, if I like this song, I like the song. So I'm gonna listen to it, so that won't really affect me nothing for real.
Nah, AIs, you know what I mean? They taking over. they taking over Instagram pages.
Yeah.
People with 500 followers getting 2,800 likes.
Yeah.
Comments, you click on it, somebody, you know what I mean? I ran. Because you ain't even, you know what I mean? You ain't even giving nothing. It's just a picture. And they comment and fire emojis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I mean, it's probably, we just got used to that now. We got to get used to that.
Yeah.
Everything going to have a bot now.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Y'all got bots?
No.
No.
Hell no. Yo, somebody with a bot.
I think they only like, what, 50 bucks? You know what I mean?
Something on that. See what happens.
Nah, that's a fact.
Hey, so... Next topic. So there is a photo on social media of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones at the, if you want to call it a protest or demonstration or whatever, of a group of white people trying to stop black students from getting to North Little Rock High School. So, like, how do y'all feel about that?
Man, it's just a wake-up call to everybody. Like, we not that far removed from it. Like, I can go talk to this nigga. I can go touch him. I can go, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He was there deep in it. And don't even own up to what he probably felt. What'd he say? He said something like he didn't know what was going on. He wanted to go there and learn, but like,
right.
Come what on, fam. Like, that don't make no goddamn sense at all.
Nah.
And it's just funny it happened like right after the Kyrie jump, like right after. Right. Not even a week later. This
somebody
photo
would
come
find
out.
That.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. Like, you know what I mean? We had Kyrie go do all these things, talk to these people, learn about it, but his punishment is owning the most expensive team in the NFL. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the same type of repercussions, and it just shows, like, it's not just the owners of the NFL.
Mm.
It's doctors, teachers,
yeah.
everybody that's in charge of the most important things that run our society. Yeah. They probably was there with him.
Exactly.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And we won't ever know. If that right. picture never resurfaced, we would have never known.
Right.
Yeah. And the NFL ain't going to do nothing about it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The NBA had a racist owner. Wait, what? Dan Snyder? What, is it Dan Snyder?
Donald Sterling.
No.
Dan Snyder.
For
Brad.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Yeah. Commanders. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he still own them. I'm like, bro, like, get them out of here. Yeah. Like, y'all owe it now. Like, this,
yeah.
like, at this point, you kind of owe it because, like, the black coach thing happened earlier this year. All yeah. this type of shit. Like, and then this yeah. photo come out, and it's like, oh, understandable now. Like, yeah. all those arguments. And you think back to when Cap was kneeling.
Mm.
He was adamant about my team better than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it makes sense. Everything makes sense now.
Yeah.
And racism and the touchdown, but you was you know what I mean? Like, come
yeah.
on, cut that.
Yeah.
This is pointless. I just hope people realize like your grandma, your uncle, your great grandma was probably racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. in your blood. Nice. Like that's what happens, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, I did.
It's just like it bothers me because it's really like you don't know who is.
Right.
If that picture never came out, we would have just had to assume. Of course, we probably assumed it already.
Oh yeah, of course.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
old rich billionaire
having
yeah.
a hard straight facts for it.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, cause like who else?
Right.
And yeah. the doctor, like I said, doctors, people who checking on us. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Probably feel some type of way for real.
Yeah.
So I'm a reformed Spot. Racist. How does that sound? Imagine somebody coming to you and say, "Yo, I'm a reformed racist.
Fuck,
I fuck with you, cuz. You know what I mean? Like, what? Like, hold on, what? There's no way you could be a reformed racist.
Nah, real shit though. Cause like my mama be like, so back when you was my age, you wouldn't fuck with me.
Right.
But now that you are old as shit, you fuck.
Couple
nah.
million up, right. couple nah. million up. I love everybody now. Fuck it.
Right, right.
Like, come on, guys. I don't know. That should just irk my soul yeah. to the core, man. It's really like you know we had that whole like we really just went through that whole thing with Kyrie, and then it's just like
yeah,
right.
Nothing. It swept under the rug already.
Yeah.
I ain't hear
yeah.
about it since the day it happened.
No, real shit. All I saw was the picture, and it was like okay. Like I mean, like in terms of like media and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Outside exactly. the picture, it was like okay. I mean, and then LeBron said something about it because he was like, "Oh, y'all had all these questions for Kyrie, but
right.
Jerry Jones,
yeah.
y'all quiet." I mean, I ain't surprised he racist.
Right.
But like, I'm not.
Yeah, right.
I ain't gonna hold you, but like right. at the same time, it's like, you mean, are we gonna do anything about this shit? Like,
so wait, let me. What would y'all like to see done about it exactly?
I want him gone. He need to be gone. Yeah, sell like, the team, bro. Cowboys is probably what 95-85% black people.
Hell yeah! Shout out to Michael Parsons.
And you really, yeah, right. Shout out to Michael Parsons. What I mean is like, why the fuck?
Yo, y'all perspective is very funny, by the way. But yeah, keep going.
But like, why would you want somebody? You know what I mean? Who probably did that to your great uncle, your great grandma? Not even three generations removed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably people who still alive, like
right.
you can go talk to them, like oh, did you,
right now,
yo, yeah. you see him there? Like,
yeah.
You could go ask them. It's just like, get him out of here. At least sell the team. Like, take your money and go then. Like, get out of here. Why are you so involved with it? Because I mean, it's not. It can't be.
I think it should be really that deep to sell the team
to somebody.
I mean, say I something so. That like, oh, I was not. That's not like, oh, I was a changed man back then. I was
right.
a kid. Nah, like, say something like.
From my knowledge, you was like 14, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was 14.
Huh?
Yo, you know, Emmett Till was 14.
Bro.
But this is what I'm saying, bro. Listen. If there wasn't for that picture, we wouldn't have known, right?
For
that
sure.
was when he was 14.
Yeah.
When he turned 15, 16, 17, 18, you think he was just like, nah, man. Be for real.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't judge that man because I don't know that man. But all I know is they say that photo, this is, he was 14. You're 14 going to school. I mean, this is what you see going to school. They got the, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I mean, it's sad to say, it's a part of history.
The way I look at it, at 14, you don't know any better, but at the same time, but you old enough to know. Even when you
look at his picture, though, look at his face. He kind of looked confused, to be real with you. He kind of looked confused when he was there. Like, did you see the picture?
He know what was going on. He was there.
Of course you know what's going on. And I'm not saying, like, he's racist or not racist or whatever the case may be. Right. But all I'm saying is, at that time, at that date, that was clearly the place to be. Yo. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Now, a lot of these other guys, on the other hand, like we was talking about, I forgot the team already. The Clippers, I think
right.
He got caught on the phone saying, nigga this, nigga that, talking crazy. Mm-hmm. We're talking about an actual timestamp moment that was taken at a certain time that just resurfaced. That's him just being there. It's not like he's even having a sign that say something like, bruh. That's what it was at that time.
Right.
It is what it is. At the end of the day. At the end of the day. Now, even as far as the team, y'all just said it's a whole bunch of black people on the team. Mm-hmm. And clearly in the coaching staff making these decisions on who's going to be on the team, right?
Right.
Let me ask y'all a question. Who the fuck you think cut the check? Now I see this man hugged up with Dez Bryant and all them, even old players.
Why you think that? If they was a losing
might have changed. His views may just have changed.
Again, bro, a reformed racist.
It is what it is. Like you just said out your own mouth. It was what it was at that time. Like motherfuckers was racist, bro. That's what it was. People are damn near programmed. People don't think for themselves. It's whatever really what the public going with. Right. If they saying fuck niggas, it's fuck niggas. If they saying fuck, at one point apparently in the government size, they were saying fuck Asians, which is not fuck Asians. We love y'all. But that was a thing. You see what I'm saying?
Not right.
Bruh. Mm-hmm. We went through some fucked up shit. I'm just more or less saying for him to have to sell the team
because
he was at a certain place at a certain time, which that's may have been the place he needed to be. Like, was that his school?
Yeah,
was the school he went to.
Yeah.
So the nigga showed up to school, and you can see this picture. He kind of like, yo, what the fuck going on? I gotta go to math. But it's some, you know, racist shit going on at the time. He's where he needed to be at the end of the day.
I mean, I'm not going
to say. So was he not supposed to show up to school that day?
No, he wasn't.
I mean, yeah.
I say he's not supposed to, but like, you know what I mean?
But so that's what I'm saying.
But he was there, and that's his mindset. That's in him. That's really in him.
That's where he's from. We don't know if that's in him. We don't know that as a man. What has you seen in the last 10 years, 20 years? Mm-hmm. Of some racist shit from him.
I mean, he kind of low-key has to draft black. Well, I won't say he has to draft black players, but like.
But you just said the whole team for real is black.
I'm just saying. This is what y'all
telling me. The whole team has is some sort of ethnic. Am I right? Or am I wrong in this?
I mean, got that. But like, Michael Parsons, we got drafted like.
How many white people you got on the team compared to black people?
I mean, I don't know. But like, if the. All right.
I don't even know. I'm not a Cowboys fan. So I'm literally just asking.
I don't know. But like I'm just saying, Michael Parsons was at like, I think he got drafted for like 11. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he's the best player at 11, he's going to draft Michael Parsons, which is a black player. So he kind of has to do that. Like I'm not going to say like he has to go out of his way to draft all white people. But like he's not going to draft a white person because he's going to draft the best player available or the best player he needs. So
now you say you're looking at music from a business side. Are you looking at that from like kind of like the business side of it as well? Like honestly, because I mean, going back, if you're talking about him,
I would say yes and no. Because let's be real, a real racist. Because a lot of people be fake racists out here these days. I feel like they just want to like live up to what their granddad they taught them or some shit. It's that kind of aesthetic. But like when you like really talk to these racists, a real racist ain't gonna talk to a nigga. Let's keep it 100.
Right.
But they're in a position. Well, we're in a position rather where it's kind of like they have to. Mm-hmm. So slowly but surely, it's really dying the fuck out. Like, I feel like with the whole just racist shit period, niggas just gotta stop talking about the shit. Now, when certain shit happens, because certain shit still do happen that don't need to happen, talk.
That's a fact.
We do need to speak on it. Mm-hmm. But as far as Jerry Jones, just the topic at hand, it's kind of like he's 14 at 8:05 at school, where the fuck he's supposed to be. But we're talking about, oh, because it's a picture of him there, he got to sell a team? Because some shit he got later on in life?
I mean,
that sounds crazy as hell. Sounds real, real delusional. Let's just keep it 100.
I mean, if he won his, I don't necessarily think he should sell the team. If that's his punishment, I don't care.
Right.
I'm on that side, but like.
But he should be punished for being at a certain place at a certain time where he's supposed to be at that adolescent age. He should get punished for it now. Even in the photo, please, Donis, shout out to Swanee Visual. Show the photo. My man look twisted as fuck. Like, yo, probably ready for breakfast or some shit. Like, he's like, yo, you talking about these? Like, I don't give a fuck. But we don't even know because we don't know him personally. If he hasn't said nothing on document, that could be displayed that, okay, he might be, this, you know what? Yeah, you really where you from.
All right, so.
I can't say that. I'm sorry. No, I can't say that.
All right, so honestly, you at your job, your boss come up to you, y'all chopping it up, y'all cool. He joking with you. You find out he used to be a reformed racist. He's a reformed racist. Now, you ain't going to be looking at him like, Be honest, though. You're not going to be like,
bro, as a black man, of course.
That's what I mean. Like, it's just not the same.
But want me to be real, though? That's our ego. If that person don't feel like that no more today because they realize clearly that shit is retarded and wrong.
Well, damn.
Who am I to racism ain't retarded and wrong?
I mean the R word, bro.
I don't know the other word that you would want me to use, but whatever. Come on. I mean, like, learn from their mistakes.
It's just
who
the fact that
still judge that today.
It's the fact that at one point he would have never fucked with you, bro. That's
but
I think
we
that's
don't know that. How do you know that? Because he was at he showed up to school.
He was at that protest. I mean,
like I said, is that the school he went to? You said that's the school.
Yeah.
Like he was a student at. I don't want to missay, but that school.
Yeah.
Right.
He showed up to school. Look, I went to New Hope. Shout out to all my people that went to New Hope. When they was going through their closed down shit, news used to be there.
I know.
Niggas used to show up at school and then shove a microphone in your face. In the smallest of fraction, I can give him that because I kind of experienced those things. Like, you just show up to school and the motherfucker try to ask you a million and one questions about what's going on? How do you feel about it?
Right.
It's just like, bro, like, I'm just trying to get breakfast real quick so I can buy the phone and go about my business. The niggas just showed up to school, bro. You should have had to sell a team or pay a fine for that. That's what it was at the time.
I mean, I just want him to, like, explain what he said. Like, he basically was on some, that was a different time in my life type shit when he was explaining stuff. That's what I'm coming from. But if selling the team's part of his punishment, if he even gets one, so be it.
I doubt he'll get one, bro.
Yeah, he's the thing is, we know nothing's going to happen. It's going right under the rug. We're going to go on with our lives because that means up $2 billion or however much billion.
However much billion,
you know what I mean? Even if we do anything, it's not going to affect him. He's going to sell the team, get $1 billion, and go on with his life. So, I mean, it's just him being involved in that. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, It raises the question. It does, but it raises that question that you don't want to ask. Like, yo, do you still feel that way? Like, when you're looking at them, like, damn, like you drafting black people because they making you money. Again, it's a business side. It is business, as you said earlier. Like, the team is 85% black because of business. They bringing in that money for him. That's how he up $2 billion. Like,
one thing my OG always told me, man, it takes all people to make the world. At the end of the day,
right.
So. Even if we want to go with that, he's racist today.
Right.
We literally just... How long has he been an owner of the Cowboys? For years now, right?
Yeah,
Like, even the topic we gonna go on, one of his players is now doing great things, even in his life, because he had got a certain opportunity for being on that team to be able to support his family and do what they do. Yeah. Who the fuck are we to really even, like I said, if he ain't no shit, he on the phone, like, you know what, man, I hate these niggas, that motherfucker, this, that, the other. It's like, what we talking about, man? Some shit he was at 14, where he was supposed to be. Now, I can understand if he was at, like, you was supposed to be at another school across the goddamn railroad somewhere, and then his little ass pop up. Now I can understand a little bit more. But if you went where you supposed to be in the morning, you just try to get to class.
Niggas taking pictures.
Niggas take a picture. And now you go on, you are older, you this, and they like, hey, look at this. Let's try to spin some shit. Like, come on, bruh. Like, let's just be real. Let's just be real for a minute. Right. That's just what it was at that time. I respect y'all too, though. Yeah, for real. I do. But it's kind of like, it's just like, yo, let's be all the way real now. His mother said, Jared, get your ass up. Go to school. They go on his way to school. He where he's supposed to be. I can't say shit about that, man.
Nah, because I remember, this is off topic, but I remember when New Hope was going through their shit. They used to walk by my crib yelling and shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck going on?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. It's like, nigga, I'm just going to school. Yeah.
Nah, this was like at 4 p.m. Like, yo, like, we was all out of school.
Even when you, bro, even when we was leaving, it was that deep. They wanted the scoop. New Hope probably was calling them to the school anyway, but that's a whole nother. Shout out to all my, me, all my alumni.
So, like Leek said, we're going to talk about a former Cowboy, Deion Sanders. He's leaving Jackson State University after 3 seasons of coaching to head coach in Colorado, which is, so basically.
You ain't had to say it like that.
Nah, yo, but so he's going from a FC. So if y'all don't know, JSU is a Division I FCS school, and then Colorado is a Division I 1A school, which basically saying Colorado is a bigger school, plays harder competition if you want to go that route. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, he's leaving a HBCU to go to a PWI.
Right.
So how do y'all feel about that?
I mean, like, I kind of told you briefly earlier, for me personally, if he wasn't, because I don't know, like, too much about him going to HBCU. I know he was just promoting it a lot.
Yeah.
That he was going to be head coaching. It's, like, his first, like, kind of, like, head coach gig. So, I was figuring it was more like a excitement kind of thing. Like, watch me play football this route type time.
Right.
But if his campaign was more on some, yo, we all need to, like, you know, right, quote unquote black unity, black Wall Street type time. Like, we all need to get back together, go to the HBCUs, da da da. And then you do this move, I have a problem with that.
Right.
But if he's literally just talking about, I mean, his coaching career,
right,
I mean, congratulations. Like, that's, it's a great thing. You did a great thing at Jackson State, right?
Yeah.
At Jackson State, undefeated in some shit you said?
They were undefeated this past season.
Come on, that's some accomplishing shit.
Right.
And then, you know, you get that kind of opportunity for the better advance of your career. Shit, congratulations. Yeah. What else are we really kind of talking about? But again, if he was on some Dr. Umar shit, shout out to Dr. Umar, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And then you dip off to Colorado. It's kind of like, wait a minute, brother.
Nah, that's a fact.
So that's more or less my take on that.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't remember his whole campaign when he first started.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I know what people were pushing. Like, oh, we're going to start bringing number one, which he did. You know what I mean? Travis Hunter. Yeah. But the thing is, he's going to take him with him.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
So, and his son.
Yeah, like, him and his, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's what goes with it.
That's kind of, it goes with it. You just said it, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what goes with it, but it's like, I honestly don't know what his whole campaign was.
Right.
So, if it was, bringing light to HBCUs and then you leave for a PYW, I mean, whatever the hell it is. If you leave for that, then, yeah, it is a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, if he didn't say nothing at all about, you know, I'm gonna start bringing, you know what I mean, light here, I'm coming here, which he did. I mean, it's prime time. Like, anywhere he goes, it's gonna be. No matter where he goes, somebody gonna play there. Yeah. But to even get a number one player to go to a HBCU was dope in itself, mm-hmm. and very important. But it does kind of contradict, like, later on, like, you took the number one player with you, so, like, is it really even really worth to go to HBCU? That's how people gonna start looking at it again, you know what I mean?
That's a big fact. That definitely tarnished the HBCU in that way. I can see that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, that's where it's like, but, I mean, hey, he gonna do what he wanna do at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
I think what people are really mad at is the fact he was only there for like 3 years. Yeah. I think if he was there for like a cool 10 and just basically made them a dynasty that was winning championship after championship, right. I don't think people would care. Mm. But it's like, you dip out after 3 years to go to Colorado, I think like from a sports perspective, they ass. Yeah. They won one game this past season. Yep. So it's like,
oh wow, so it's a bad team.
Yeah, they ass. So it's like, I think in people just looking at it from that perspective as well, like, right. mm-hmm. and like Nooney said, he's probably gonna take Travis Hunter, his son, and probably a bunch of other top recruits, mm-hmm. and go to Colorado.
And now if they have a bad season,
oh yes,
that's gonna look bad on him.
Yeah,
you take them from a championship undefeated team, take them to just because it's a bigger, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. It all depends how it goes. We're gonna see how it play out. It could ruin their chances of getting in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
I mean, probably not Travis Hunter.
He's like that.
But I don't know. That's just where it's at with that.
I mean, but like, do y'all still think players are gonna go to HBCUs more now? Like I'm talking top recruits, not just anybody. Like top recruits.
I honestly think that's just like a blow to that argument that was brought up about bringing more top recruits to HBCUs, whether it's basketball or football. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like Donda had some, and that got shut down. You know what I mean? It's like every time we try to do something, it just, so it's like, ah, like, you know what I mean? It's just a bad look. You know what I mean? It's kind of a bad look for everything.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, especially like it was different from like when we was coming up and about to go into college. Like now that's just like a real business. Like you could go and get paid off of your talents now in college.
Right.
So, I mean, if a HBCU could, you know, match the same thing that D1 can, I don't see why it'd be a problem. Exactly. You're there to get an education and, you know, pretty much get free shit to make your education experience more luxurious. And hopefully, if you are good enough, you're already going to be recognized enough to at least get into the combine to then do your thing even more and get drafted.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, if you ask me, I don't really think it matters too much.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, clearly going D1 like the Colorado is a much better look than the HBCU because, I mean, they don't even really play them on TV like that, from my knowledge, right?
I mean, they got more coverage with Prom being the coach.
Yeah,
I'll say
a lot more coverage. Yeah.
Okay, so that's – oh, I didn't even think about it like that. So they probably ain't going to even get that coverage no more.
Nah, I should go all the way to Colorado.
All the way to Colorado.
And them games going to be at like 10 o'clock at night. Well, here, 10 o'clock at night.
Oh no! And that's what I mean. Like,
I mean, I get it.
Having prime time there, like you said, the NIL stuff. Like, you can go any school now and make millions. What his son is with Tom Brady, signed to Tom Brady or something like that. Like, opportunities everywhere now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You don't got to go to Alabama to get paid under the table. You ain't got to go to Chris school. You know what I mean?
We know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, get Reggie
taking him to show the crib and the pool.
Get Reggie Bush's Heisman back.
Facts. Real shit.
But you know what I mean? Like paying them under the table, you could actually go to HBCU and actually make $1 million. I mean,
exactly.
Go be an undrafted. You know what I mean? Go. You know what I mean?
Just exactly.
Go in the practice squad. Do something. Literally. Try something. You know what I mean? There's a lot of opportunity now with college, with the NIL. So I mean, I know what you're saying, like the opportunity to go D1, but I mean, still, like he was the center of JSU, and it's like taking the nucleus out of it and just, you know what I mean, getting rid of it. So. I mean, I get it, but then I also don't.
Like I said, because he just went to Colorado. They're trash.
Right.
Like if you went to, like, Florida State, his alma mater, cool. If you went to, like, not even Alabama, like a Tennessee or something like that, cool. But you went to Colorado. They won one game. Come on now. But
I think he just trying, like I said, I'm thinking he's more or less on the coaching perspective.
Oh, no, no, I'm not mad at that.
Jackson State around. Now you're like, shoot, if I could turn Colorado around, I might can be now Florida's next head coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, whoever else, right. You know, a more popular school or whatever. That's fair. I don't know. It's a couple plays.
Yeah.
Unpopular decision, maybe, but yeah, he's just doing whatever's best for him.
Yeah, he definitely will.
Yeah, he is. So, moving last topic, it's gonna be like a lighter topic. So I've been seeing around this time, it's obviously around Christmas time, I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media about telling kids to not believe in Santa Claus. Now, as fathers, how y'all feel about that?
I mean, my daughter gonna believe in Santa until she don't. You know what I mean? So yeah. I like it because, like, for me, when I go in the store now, December time, you know, usually it's daddy, I want this. Maybe throw up, you know what I mean, fit. Yeah. If she can't get, but now it's like, we gonna go home, we gonna call Santa. She's like into it.
Yeah.
She loves Santa. Like she really think he gonna bring her every, like, you know what I mean? Like, everything she asking for.
Yeah.
But it makes it easier for us during this time. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's one thing also.
How old is your daughter?
She about to be 3 in January.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's around the same age. Yeah. See, I got a different view. I would just be real with it. Like, because I was going back kind of like when I was a kid, right? Because I kind of like really believed in it, you know, as you're supposed to.
Right.
But like, it's like when I found out, it was just, you know, was really real. It was just like, what the fuck you tell me this for? Like, oh, because we want you to understand the thought of giving.
Right.
Well, motherfucker, just say that. Like, just say as a human being, out here, we need to give. It's a cycle out here. You supposed to take some shit, you're supposed to give some shit. I know. Now, for me personally, because my girl, my counterpart, I love her to death, but she definitely feels like how you feel.
Right.
But I kind of told her, I'm like, listen, soon as she asked me, lying to my baby. You can't even think about it, bro. Like, we have to do things a little bit different from when our parents is. We didn't have the internet like that when we were kids.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So we couldn't really just look it up on the internet.
Right.
She has a tablet now that she knows how to work.
Right.
She be like, you know what? I'ma see if W. You feel what I'm saying? And like, at least with my daughter, like, she's really a bright child. Like, so I know as soon as she's hit 3, and like, she's talking now a little bit, but when she able to talk, she's gonna ask all the questions in the world. And that's how I was as a child. So it's like, I don't, in today's time, I don't really get it.
I mean,
for the people that feel, because I do hear some people takes on that. They feel like, oh, cause I pay for the gift, so they going to know I pay for it. It's not that.
It's not that
at all.
Clear that up.
It's just strictly a, what's the point of, like, I understand it's a creative thing as well.
Right.
But it's so many other things to do creative. Get more creative.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm the one that I dress up. I go the whole nine, make her believe it. You know what I mean? That's the type. I like it, though. You know what I mean? It's fun. It's fun for me.
I feel that.
It's cool.
Fun
for me, and she loves it. Like, you know, I'm going to show y'all a video, but like, she hit the phone, like, call Santa. I want that. I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Like, but she understands that. Like, if it's me buying it, she's like, dad, I want it. And then, no. I'm like, go fit. You know what I mean? Get mad a little bit, cry, but it's Santa. She said, oh, cool. I'm going to call him later. I screenshot it, take a picture, go get it. You know what I mean? It's really fun to actually just do it.
I fuck with that though. I fuck with it.
It's really fun to do.
I mean, I know as a kid I kind of caught on. He wasn't real because I ain't never have a chimney. So, I'm just saying. So
I wasn't that smart as a child.
So I'm like, come on now. But now I mean, like, when I have kids, I'm not gonna tell them. Santa ain't real, but they got up to a certain point to keep believing in that nigga for real.
Right, yeah,
like they ain't going to middle school believing in him.
I think eventually they're going to figure it out. It's not real. Like, honestly, eventually you're gonna be like, all right.
But you ain't about to go get your driver's permit talking about some what Santa getting me this year for Christmas. Like, no, fuck out of here.
Right.
But like, nah, I'm just saying,
that's like, too late.
I'm just saying, some gotta give, but like, nah, let the kids believe in Santa. Like, I ain't mad at it. Like even what Lee said about the tablets and shit, like, if they find out, I mean, if they find it, they find out. But, like, right. I ain't about to be like, listen, Santa's not real. No, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, no. No, no. But not all. So, this concludes this week's episode. And as always, we always give a final thought to give to the world. So, Lee, what is your final thought to give to the world?
Man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials at It's Just Lee. Appreciate y'all for the support.
All right. Noonie, what's your final thought?
You know, just be yourself. Stand up for what you believe in. And use chapsticks. Cold.
Yo, he was loud the whole episode. Why'd you whisper into the mic just now?
You really did.
Use chapstick, man. Use chapstick. It's getting ugly out here. Damn. And lotion.
Yo. Heavy on the lotion.
Yeah. All right, so my final thought is basically just follow the socials, group chat chronicles. Well, no, fuck. GCC717 on Twitter, group chat chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram, the group chat chronicles on Facebook. Like and subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out Swanee Visuals on the cam. Yeah, and I would like to thank y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. We out.
Peace.